Kapiladeva. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Jagat Guru Dev Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So translation is, King Rahugana said, O Brahmana, you appear to be moving in this world very much covered and unknown to others. Who are you? Are you a learned Brahman and a saintly person? I see that you are wearing a sacred thread. Are you one of those exalted, liberated saints, such as the Tatrai and other highly advanced, learned scholars? May I ask, whose disciple you are? Where do you live? Why have you come to this place? Is your mission in coming here to do good for us? Please let me know who you are. Please repeat the translation. King Rahugana said, O Brahmana, you appear to be moving in this world very much covered and unknown to the others. Who are you? Are you a learned Brahman and a saintly person? I see that you are wearing a sacred thread. Are you one of those exalted, liberated saints, such as the Tatrai and other highly advanced learned scholars? May I ask whose disciple you are? Where do you live? Why have you come to this place? Is your mission in coming here to do good for us? Please let me know who you are. Purport. Maharaj Rahugana was very anxious to receive further enlightenment in Vedic knowledge because he could understand that Jada Bharat belonged to a Brahmana family either by disciplic succession or by birth in a Brahmana dynasty. As stated in the Vedas, tad vijnanartham sa guru eva abhigacchet. Rahugana was accepting Bharat as a guru, but a guru must prove his position not only by wearing a sacred thread, but by advancing knowledge in spiritual life. It is also significant that Rahugana asked Jad Bharat which family he belonged to. There are two types of families, one according to the dynasty and other according to disciplic succession. In either way, one can be enlightened. The word Suklaha refers to a person in the mood of goodness. If one wants to receive spiritual knowledge, he must approach a bona fide Brahmana guru, either in the disciplic succession or in a family of learned Brahmanas. Om Ajnanatimidandasya Jnanam Jana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Karamayam Dadati Swaparandigam Mandeham Sri Guru Sri Utapadakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatha Navitam Tam Sajayavam Sadavaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Sri Radha Krishna Padansa Granalita Sri Vithakanvitansa He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Sapta Kanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vandavaneswari Prasabhanu Sute Devi Panamami Hari Priye Pancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vevacha Natitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Dear Lord Shiv Shri Shri Kishore Kishori, Nityai Gorsundar Jagannath Baldev Subhadra and Srila Prabhupada Dandvat Pranam. My pranam also at the Vaishnava's feet. We are individually not qualified to say anything from our own brain. We are supposed to be repeating Prabhupada's words. At least it is true in my case. I don't know about others. So, let us try to see here. There are so many questions, very wonderful. After all, we know this Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhagavad Gita, Ishopanishad, Ved Shastra, everything is based on these question answers relationships. Because that is the way to learn about the Absolute Truth. If we have some questions, then how the questions should be asked? That is very important thing. We can just ask the question to pass the time or ask for the sake of asking, or we ask the question to the speaker or to our guru or to our elderly senior persons for getting proper knowledge about the Absolute Truth by which we can progress in our life. So, as you all know, in 4th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Paritranaya sadhunam vinasaya cha duskutam dharma samsthapanarthayam sambhavami yuge yuge. Also, tadaviddhi paripatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tattva darshinaha. So here, in the last sentence, Prabhupada said, if one wants to receive spiritual knowledge, he must approach a bona fide spiritual master, either in the disciplic succession or in a family of learned brahmanas. So, Prabhupada is more merciful than Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, he allowed the human society to have some spiritual relationship which can ultimately connect to Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, King Rahugan is also asking question to Jad Bharat, and those questions were not that he is totally unknown of who that Brahman was or what were his qualifications, but for all of us to understand the value of the spiritual life. So he asked many questions. And in this chapter, when we read, the instruction is very important that we should be not offensive. That mentality should not be there. Humbleness should be there. Service attitude should be there. And even after all this, if the learned Brahman or a spiritual master in the disciplic succession, when he answers according to the authority of the Guru, Sadhu and Shastra, we have to respectfully digest it within us. And what is that digestion? It is like the prasadam digestion. It means we have to practice it in our life with a very humble approach. Even if we offer a little water to the speaker or to the spiritual master or to a learned Brahmana, it should be done in a very respectable manner. Not that, I have to do it. No, you don't have to do it, Prabhu. You do it if your consciousness, if your Atma agrees to do it. With that loving attitude, the service has to be performed. And therefore, even while we walk, we have to be very careful. Arjuna is asking question to Krishna in the second chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. What are the qualities of one who has situated himself in steady state condition of mind? How does he walk? How does he talk? What is his language? How does he look? What are his qualitative behavior? So this way is more or less same kind of questions here also, in a different wordings. So when we question ourselves, our attitude and approach should be to serve, not to expect anything in return. When we learn that, how to serve to our seniors, to our, spiritual master, or to the learned brahmanas, Prabhupada is so merciful, he says, they may be in a disciplic succession or in a family of learned brahmanas. So suppose somebody come from some another group or something like that, just from even society, so what should we do? We should not get confused. No. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Trinadapi sanichena tarorapi sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtanya sadahari. When kirtanya sadahari means what? Pure devotional service to Krishna. Sadahari. Sada means always. Uninterrupted. As it is said, uninterrupted, unmotivated, uncontaminated, pure devotional service to Krishna. So that pure devotional service we can obtain or perform when we have this mentality, this attitude towards everybody, among the devotees, among the seniors, juniors, everybody. Because in Chaitanya Charitamrita, when we read Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself were exemplified personality to represent Supreme Personality of Godhead and His absoluteness. And He has offered obeisances even to the Mayavadis, who does not believe that much about the personality of the Godhead. So, how humbleness one has to develop. This shloka, Trinadapi Sunichena, every word when we meditate, takes us more towards the pure love for Krishna, pure divine love for Krishna. And that way it makes us offense free. So question may arise, how do we become offense free? In this canto itself, in last shloka, just 3-4 lines I will read, it says, Maharaj Rahugana was very intelligent and conscious of the inauspicious effects arising from insulting a Vaishnava. He was therefore very anxious to be excused by Jadabharat. Following in the footsteps of Maharaj Rahugana, everyone should be very cautious not to commit an offense at the lotus feet of a Vaishnava. And there are quotations from Chaitanya Bhagavat. So, you all must have read the sum and substance of this chapter in the beginning, couple of days ago when this chapter has started. So there also very heavy instruction about how to be free from offenses at the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas. Because Vaishnavas are engaged without any selfish motive in the service of the lotus feet of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, and His representatives. Gopir Bhartur Das Kamalur Das 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 Anu Das. Before we reach to Krishna for His pure devotional service, we have to go through this Das Das Anu Das. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were serving prasadam to anybody and everybody to show that example of Das Das Anu Das. With that humble service attitude, we become pure. Krishna and Guru Parampara and this entire Bhagavad principles, they purify us. Those pure qualities are already there in our soul, but that is covered up. So it has to be removed by this torchlight of knowledge, so it can start shining. And what is that shining? The shining is the practice of our life. Signing is the practice of our life. On Sundays or on the festival days, so many guests comes. And if each one of us devotees have that kind of attitude, you know, in our behavior, in our dealing with them, then more and more people can come. And what happens? They become Krishna conscious. Because they got so pleased, they don't want to leave the devotees. I heard many, many times when we are preaching by traveling, they say, we love devotees so much that we don't want to go away from temple. They don't say, we love Krishna so much that we don't want to go away. This is their direct words, immediate word. During the time of Srila Prabhupada, this love was to such a level that hard to describe you in words. Our hearts get filled up, our eyes get filled up, and there is nothing to describe. So that we still can have it. We cannot say, oh, Prabhupada has taken up samadhi, so who else will do that? No, we ourselves have to do it. It is a process of self-realization. This one chapter with about 20 slokas, you know, filled with so much informations. So much informations for our own purification. That it takes us home, back to Godhead. And before we go to the back to Godhead, we want to exhibit those qualities here by our behavioral aspect. So therefore, Jadabharat is this Rahugana is asking this Jadabharat Maharaj that you tell me that so many questions. Why have you come to this place? What is your mission? So many things. So what is the mission? From this what we learn, what is the mission of the devotees? Mission of the devotees is to give Krishna pranam. And before people understand Krishna pranam, the behavioral aspect. Because it is part of it, it's all go together, it's a package. One cannot say, oh, I just give Krishna pranam or Krishna's talk to somebody so that whatever the way I do is okay. Prabhu, it is not okay. It all goes together. It all goes together. I remember when Prabhupada Samadhi was opened, Puspa Samadhi in Mayapur, Jayapataka Maharaj came. We were just about to open the doors. And some of the rush came and the railings of the staircase got damaged. They didn't total breakdown, but they got damaged. So some devotees who were given responsibility to see that things remain proper and, they are not disturbed like that. One of the devotees lost his temperament because so many guests were there, uncontrolled situation. Not only devotee guests, local, people were also there. So then, fortunately, Jayapataka Maharaj just came and he saw the behavior of that devotee. He was getting mad because this thing broken down. So Jayapataka Maharaj hold his hand and about to slap him. But then he hold it up because of the crowd, He says, go away from here. And then he told another devotee, bring a rope and tie it here. And then he allowed those guests, to enter very smoothly. So what is the whole significance of these little incidents? The whole significance of these little incidents is he does not want to have no offense, no matter whatsoever it is, from any side. Like that. Prabhupada time also we have seen those examples. That when the guests come, and very few guests were coming, but whatever they were coming in those early days of 70s, Prabhupada will be sitting and talking or chanting, whatever, all transcendentally, So then somebody comes, pay obeisances, wait for a little while and maybe wants to go away. So he is so much conscious. So before he or she go away, he will tell the devotee, bring the prasadam. And then he tell that person, wait for a second. So before teaching anything, he just give the prasadam by his own hand. This is called all behavioral aspect. Some examples we take like this. But there are many, many things. 64 transcendental qualities of Krishna. We all have those qualities in a very little, minute quantities. And those qualities start shining from us when we have an offense-free chanting, offense-free reading, offense-free faith, everything. So it is very, very important to have this. And it comes automatically, but how it comes automatically? Not just by thinking, I'm a devotee, so it's going to happen. It's a fifth endeavor. We have to endeavor for it. So the best endeavor is to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Underline the word offense free. We can chant for the sake of chanting, just to finish off 16 Japmala, or for taking prasadam quickly. But no. Krishna, when we say Krishna, Krishna is dancing on our tongue. He is three-way present with us. When we talk about Him or chanting about Him, He is constantly dancing on our tongue. As a Paramatma, He is within our heart. And when we are in a temple premises or a small temple in our house, He is in this Vigraha form. Vigraha form is same as Krishna Himself. So everywhere in all respects, He is helping us, provided we endeavor little bit, better way. So therefore, chanting offense-free is very, very important. Actually, the most important, if one cannot read due to situations and circumstances, if he chants offense-free, then Krishna promises in all these literatures, I will reveal you all this knowledge. Because He is seated within our heart as a Chaitya Guru also. So He reveals all this knowledge. So this way, we have to endeavor very seriously to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra offense-free. Together, alone, whatever situation is available. But under all these circumstances, we have to endeavor to chant offense-free. There are so many rules and regulations, how to become offense-free, getting up early morning, getting ready nicely, thinking only to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra by listening all those 16 words. We hear this thing time to time, you know, over and over again. But now what comes is practice by us. We go in a retreat or this, that, so many things. That much time, wonderful. But after out, again same boat. Next day onwards, when we chant half words, we don't chant half words. This, that, no, Prabhu, no. We did those things so that afterwards we improve it in our life. So, in this lokas, those things are being explained in different ways. That how do we become offense-free? One topic only we have to understand today. Because that it get imprinted. So, Jada Bharat is explaining Rahugan King how it is to be free. In our case, the chanting process, honoring prasadam in a very respectable manner, reading this literature with faith, awe and reverence, seriousness and sincereness. We have to be very serious and we have to be very sincere. Doing this book distribution seva for Prabhupada and Guru Parampara in a very nice manner. We go out and distribute wherever possible. Previously in our Prabhupada's time, it was done everywhere. Parking lots, these, that, as you all know it, everywhere. So, but it was beginning, so different things were taking place. But still, devotees were very tolerant. Because sometime at the airport, when you give away this literature, somebody, maybe from Christian group or whatever he may be, you just hand it over by taking little donation. And he may be so arrogant, he may throw in a garbage box or he may throw in a toilet. But what the devotee has to do? Pick it up and keep it for himself. And be respectful, still respectful towards that person. Because he does not know what he is doing. He has some preconceived ideas about Hare Krishna, about these literatures and everything. So you don't want to offend him by misbehaving. Same thing for any activity which we carry out. Any activity X, Y, Z. Because yad karoshi, everything we have to do it. As a devotee, you only do this? No, sir. Lord Krishna doesn't say that. Lord Krishna says, Yat Karoshi, everything you do it, Tat Kurushama Darpanam, lastly he says, you offer it to me. So when it is done on behalf of Krishna, he is so merciful. Whether we have a qualification or we don't have a qualification, he allows us to carry out some service for his pleasure as well as for our pleasure. So because of his mercy and all that we have also to reciprocate. So, very important to be offense-free. There is a real teaching. If you like, I can read that first page, which is about this much. The beginning of the chapter, you know. The sum and substance of this chapter is given in the front page, chapter 10. So that way we can have a complete idea about what these particular different slokas are telling us or leading us. Would you mind if I read? Okay. In this chapter, Bharat Maharaj or Jada Bharat was successfully accepted by King Rahugana, ruler of the states known as Sindhu and Sauvira. The king forced Jada Bharata to carry his palanquin and chastise him because he did not carry it properly. A carrier of King Rahugana's palanquin was needed, and to fulfill this need, the chief carriers found Jada Bharat as the most likely person to do the work. He was therefore forced to carry the palanquin. Jada Bharat, however, did not protest this proud order, but humbly accepted the job and carried the palanquin. While carrying it, however, he was very careful to see that he did not step on an ant, A-N-T, ant. And whenever he saw one, he would stop until the ant has passed. Because of this, he could not keep pace with the other carriers. The king within the palanquin became very disturbed and chastised Jada Bharat with filthy language. But Jada Bharat, being completely freed from the bodily conception, did not protest. He proceeded carrying the palanquin. When he continued as before, the king threatened him with punishment, and being threatened by the king, Jada Bharat began to talk. He protested against the filthy language used by the king when the king chastised him, and the king, hearing the instruction of Jada Bharat, was awakened to his real knowledge. When he came to his consciousness, he understood that he had offended a great and a saintly person. At that time, he very humbly and respectfully prayed to Jada Bharat. He now wanted to understand the deep meaning of the philosophical words used by Jada Bharat. And with great sincerity, he begged his pardon. He admitted that if one offends the lotus feet of a pure devotee, he is certainly punished by the trident of Lord Shiva. So, six Goswami's examples, you know, how humble they were. How humble they were. We can't even digest. But that is the quality, you know, what it means is a quality that we have to develop against these offensive situations. If we rebel with that person, anybody he could be, you know, with the same way or little mild way or anything, then that friction is such that there is no question of showing our Krishna consciousness to him, as well as helping him to become Krishna conscious. So very humble approach is required. Haridas Thakur, as we all know, was beaten up in the marketplace, but he did not rebel. Nityanand Prabhu examples, you know, were also disturbed by Jagai and Madhai. But Nityanand Prabhu told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu not to kill them. Many examples, you know, in other religious groups also. Jesus Christ was crucified. He didn't rebel. So these qualities and explanations and understandings are there in all religions. Everywhere. Yeah, how many are practicing, how many are not practicing? Yes, that's a question. But these informations which we get in these Vedic literatures are there in others also. So, our Krishna consciousness movement is a Sanatana religion. It is for anybody and for everybody, without any restriction, without any differentiation of caste, creed, color, nationality or anything. And therefore we have to be very, very meek and humble. At the same time, grave mentality. You know, how Prabhupada was looking grave. He never afraid of anything. But still, that quality, you know. And that quality is that Krishna consciousness which attracts anybody and everybody. So, therefore we have this mode of goodness life, following principles and everything, living in a temple. Some of you are so lucky, you live within the temple premises. So you may not face these situations so frequently. Because this is Vaikuntha Dham. This is a transcendental place. And it is away from all these other material disturbances. But Prabhupada has trained us up, you know, and all other representatives of Prabhupada, those who are very seriously trying to train up some other new devotees also, in the same manner, to develop those qualities, to spread Krishna consciousness as best as we can. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he traveled in southern India, as well as when he traveled from north to south, wherever he go, you know, without speaking or without saying anything, person become Krishna conscious. So we can't copy Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We are not Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Neither we are A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. But by taking their example, we pray them to bestow mercy upon us. So they purify us. We don't have our own ability to purify ourselves. This whole Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Vaishnava principles are based on descending manner. If at all at any moment we take credit on us, then we are doomed. Finish. And it is a fact. We are here together today, you know. Why? It is because of their mercy, because of their kindness, because of their humbleness, that let us help these conditioned souls. We were all conditioned and we are still conditioned. We should never think we are liberated and everything is done. Because if we go with those kind of little egoistic thought, then Maya, the divine energy of Krishna, Maya is actually Prakriti Kriya Manani Gunes Karmani Sarvasaha Maya Dakshena Prakriti Suvechita Saracharam Hitunani Nakauntya Jagat Vipari Vartate. This material energy is the divine energy of Krishna. She works 100% under His control. So, if we speak offensive towards that situation, then we got a problem. Because everything related to this material energy, we are, even as a devotee, we are using everything. But we are using for service of Krishna. We are not that kind of sadhus. We live in some jungle with even no clothes, no food and no water. Whatever is available there, we survive on that. But are we like that? We are not like that. As soon as we step out of the building, we want some vehicle. We don't want to walk, even to the store. So like that, practical approach we have. So therefore our Hare Krishna, Hare Rama movement, those people who understand it, they like it. Doesn't matter rich, poor, anybody. Why they like it? Because they see it's very practical. Very practical. And at one of these preaching tour, I was preaching, and in that, in the Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada writes that these devotees of Hare Krishna movement are the sadhus. They are the saintly people, whether somebody understand or not understand. So, to represent our disciplic succession, starting with A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada and other representatives, we have to be very, very careful. Because in a common life also, we all have heard many, many times, when we see somebody's children, how they are behaving at a little 9 years, 10 years or something like that, you know. If some person is very old and we see that, he immediately speak up, oh, who are his parents? After looking that child, what is he cross-referencing to? You see what I'm trying to say? That he is cross-referencing the parents' qualities. The children's are the reflections of the parents' qualities, not just the body. So therefore, parents behave as nice way as possible, so those qualities can be imbibed in these children, and they also behave nicely that way. That is called offense-free situation. So when that whole society is that way, you know, what is the outcome? Wonderful outcome. You don't need no police. You don't need no other unusual expenses for the society to be kept in a peace and harmony. Therefore, all this knowledge is a practical application. Arjuna was taught everything by Krishna, and Krishna told him that you are behaving like a big pandit, but when I am asking you to do the little service of removing the demoniac mentality of these Kauravas, you are unable to do that. You are saying, I cannot do it. I don't want to kill them. I don't want this kingdom. So Krishna says, then Arjuna says afterwards, as we all know, that now my ignorance is dispelled and I become a soul surrendered unto you. I am no more your friend. I will do exactly what you say. So that question thing which we started, that question, we should have such that we very quickly try to render the service in a most humble, nice manner. And for that, day after day, day after day, day after day, we have to have our sadhana very nice, as best as possible. Oh, today I'm too tired, so I don't want to get up till 7 o'clock. No, Prabhu, you can't do it. Later part of the day, you can adjust those things and have your body come to the proper level. But sadhana should not be disturbed. So, this way, sadhana is required. Prabhupada says, you begin chanting, in the middle you remain chanting, and at the end also you remain chanting. So that means sadhana. Sadhana bhakti should not be disturbed. All this knowledge turn around and take us in all those things. You know, how to become pure devotee of Krishna. Prabhupada doesn't want us to make simply devotee, he wants us to make pure devotees. Anya vilasita shunyam gnan karma adhyana vrutam anukulyena krishnanu silnam bhakti ruttama Anu Kulyana Krishnanu Silnam Bhakti Uttama. Even the knowledge is on the way. When we become too much highly learned, quote the verses here, there, back, forward, you know, that is also on the way. Gnan Adi Anavrutam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says. And lastly he says, Anukulyena Krishnanu Sildam Bhakti Ruttama. That is the best bhakti. And Jada Bharat, look at his example. He was not getting walking slow, but the ants were there. Huh? And he don't wanted those ants to be killed by lifting this king. So king may be understanding it. He may not be understanding it. But that offensive situation from Jad Bharat did not take place. And that example shows us, you know, how we have to deal with so many different things. So many different things in a practical manner. And it's very, very important that we remain Krishna conscious in a very, very pure manner. Not only Satvagun, that goodness is also binding. Many people we say he's a nice person. That's close to Satvagun. But that is still not enough. Shuddha Satvagun, pure mode of goodness. So, we can experience that, you know. We can experience this. How wonderfully this Kishore Kishori, Gonitai, Prabhupada, everybody are. They have dressed themselves, but they have made some devotees instrument. But how perfectly this place, this thing, everything. Like that, offense-free services. My point is, offense-free seva. That offense-free seva guarantees us to take home back to Godhead. No doubt to be made. Oh, Prabhu, I'm still doing this, I'm doing that. I don't know whether I will go back to Godhead. We don't want to doubt. Krishna promises, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu promises, Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada promises us. They are so merciful. You know, one time question was asked by some devotees at Prabhupada time, that how much Krishna conscious we should become, so we can have some guarantee of going back to Godhead. So he then added, 50%, 10%, 25%, 70%. So then Prabhupada says 100%. But then he looked around the devotee's mood and he says, okay, you can become 70% Krishna conscious and you can go back home, back to Godhead. So those qualities are, how did Prabhupada confirm it through the Shastra? That is explained that Brahma, Lord Brahma, he is 70% Krishna conscious. And the other demigods are percentages are also mentioned. How much Shiva is, how much others are like that. So Prabhupada said like that. So look at the Prabhupada mercy. If you are just 70% Krishna conscious, Prabhupada is pulling us up. Come to me here and serve Krishna. You know? So it does not mean, don't misinterpret again, that there are 100% offenses and if you are 70% offensive, you are okay. No, Prabhu, he doesn't say that. Krishna conscious talk we are doing here. So purity we are talking about. So how long we have to stop? It is 10 to 9. Almost time? Okay. So we have learned very many things today from this Rahuguna and Jad Bharati's explanations about dealing with each other. And it is very practical and helpful. In this Chaitanya Charitamrita also, There are so wonderful explanations given about this non-offense-free life, you know, for the devotee. So we should practice those and get the mercy of Guru Parampara and Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada and everybody, all Vaishnavas, and make our life successful. So 5 minutes for questions. So any questions, comments, further explanations? Please ask. Yes.
Thank you so much for your class, Prabhu. Thank you so much for your class, Prabhu. You mentioned this to some extent about Lord Chaitanya. My experience also, just hearing about Lord Chaitanya's interactions with his devotees regularly has such a great effect. It seems like that's something that we almost have to do, or at least we have to have personalities like that to be able to remember that mood of interaction with one another. I don't know. That's something that maybe isn't always emphasized, or at least I didn't recognize it, but it seems very essential to genuinely have like a spiritual sense of how to interact with others, not just like, you know, but actually.
Yes, that's true.
I'm just asking you if you confirm your feelings about that. The same thing. If you confirm your feelings about that topic.
Explain a little more about it.
Yeah, or if you feel that that makes sense. If you feel that it makes sense.
Yeah, what you said, as we have talked, is Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was personally behaving by his own example. And therefore he says, I'm a devotee of Krishna, I'm not a Krishna. But we know, and from Guru Parampara and everybody, and scriptures, that he was Krishna himself. But by his example, he showed us how to develop these qualities by the personal behavior. And therefore these 8 shikshashtakams, which he has given us, they are not given us simply to recite them, but to practice it as best as we can. As best as we can. So when we do this nice chanting, when we do this seva properly, nicely, as perfectly as possible, and keep continuing on in our sadhana, that is very important, then these qualities manifest and develops. So with Haridas Thakur, Raghunath Das Goswami, you know, when Raghunath Das Goswami, he was a very rich man's son. And when he left home for this spreading Krishna consciousness, he had so many servants, so much money, everything was sent, everything he stopped later on. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, because he was feeding all the sannyasis all the time, and when that money and everything stopped, he has to stop feeding them. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, Raghunath, what are you doing? Why you stop this? So Raghunath responded to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that, sir, now I have no money, I have no manpower, I can't do anything, I have nothing to offer them. Humbleness, you know, and agreement with the situation. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thanked Raghunath. He says, oh, it is very wonderful that you are not taking nothing from your father's side. He was a kingly son. And then later on it went on. Then he sat down at Jagannath temple's steps, and whatever he get, he will eat little bit and remain rest of the time in chanting, absorption in service of Krishna. Then he will collect little bit from that waste which comes out and clean that and just eat that little bit. And all these situations when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw and personally remain in his association, you know, he always appreciated that this is the most wonderful thing, this is the most wonderful thing. What it is a humbleness, respect, as you say it. So those examples, many, many, many examples, very many examples we can take. And those examples help us, you know. They help us. When we go to Jagannath Puri, still those rules are there. There, as for example, other than Hindus, nobody else is allowed to enter that temple. So now we as a, especially ISKCON devotees, you know, when we go, you know, and if we are not originally by birth from the land of India, so then our body has a different identity by look and everything. So when we go at that Garuda Stump on this Simhadwar side, you know, some of you who has gone there, you know it, how the Jagannath Puri temple is. There are four entrances, and the first entrance this side is Simhadwar, which has a big Garuda Stump on it. So we stand there, nobody will throw you out from there. And from that side, the original Jagannath replica is there, and the little entrance that side, on right hand side, and you can see a little bit darshan of him. So there then they won't object you. But we don't want to rebel, you know, create a big havoc and disturb our Prabhupada. Ultimately, suppose you are connected with others at present, but ultimately it goes back to Prabhupada. That is this what Bhaktivedanta Swami has taught? Immediately they will speak up, you know. That means what? It's an offense, string back to Krishna. So no, we just want to pay obeisance is there. And if we are really curious to see that Jagannath, then Rath Yatra time, you go. You will embrace him. And those same Brahmins, they won't stop you. So these kind of typical examples, which elaborately tells us how we have to, you know, do the things. And in other philosophical terminologies, in Narottam Das Thakur's bhajan, six kind of things acceptable by the devotees and six kinds of things are rejected by the devotees. Like associating with devotees, honoring prasadam, giving prasadam, accepting donation, giving donations, so many those six things. Asat sang tyagi, wherever there is no chance of proper shang, devotee give it up. Not that he is disrespectful, this, not like that. But it's not congenial for his consciousness, you know. So he just wants to be away, like that. Also, talking about Krishna conscious philosophies, when it comes to pass it on to anybody and everybody, devotee is very, very, very humble, he wants to do it. But we don't want to pass it as such a way, like that example of book distribution at the airport I gave it, that that person feel offended. That's all. He doesn't take, don't worry Prabhu, don't worry. There are millions of people, somebody will take it. Everybody doesn't have to take. Because this is direct from Krishna, which has descended, as Prabhupada has said, from Golok Vrindavan. Like in our human society, everybody cannot buy 24 karat gold or the 100% pure diamond. Everybody cannot buy it. Only handful can buy it. So this philosophy, everything, Krishna consciousness is 100% pure. So we as a devotee, we try to give it to everybody and anybody, but they are not qualified to take it, so they won't take it. So no problem. No problem. It will go on. Prabhupada says, just maintain the temples. Isn't it? Huh? He did not say, we expand them. He said, just maintain them. So simply by our maintenance means the sadhana. So when we regularly do this, and little seva of book distribution to Srila Prabhupada every day, everything works. Everything works. It makes us very offense-free. And that is what it is called, the pure love for Krishna. That is what it is called, pure divine love for Krishna. So we have to have that service attitude. Is that okay, Prabhuji? Hari Bol. Any other questions, comments? Hare Krishna. Yesterday, as you all know, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's disappearance day was there. There also, when we read in his book, you know, all these things are explained. So, okay, Hari Bol, all glories to Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, the Lord Shiv Kishore Kishori, Ko Nitai, Jagannath Subhadra Baldev Ki Jai, Samasta Bhaktavind Ki Jai Ho, Hari Bol. Thank you very much for giving me opportunity to say some few words. Hari Bol.